I heard the testimonies they were sharing this morning. And those testimonies that were being shared, especially the people living with me, talking about the scorpion. I don't know how, but I'm thanking God for His grace and preservation of life. The enemy, the adversary, has been rising this season so fiercely, but the Lord has been faithful. My wife was sharing the testimony of the scorpion, but she did not explain it well. Let me explain it well without exaggeration. I was eating with my wife in the room. I was on only my boxers. I was not wearing any singlet. So my wife sat down on the ground. I sat down. So all of a sudden, she told me her stomach is paining her too much. I was like, what is it? She was saying, my belly. I was like, okay, stand up. Immediately she stood up. Immediately, not 1 minute, not even 5 seconds. Immediately she stood up, a scorpion was just coming from where she was, and it was just entering into my boxes. I just stood up. I said, Jesus. The thing had already touched my box, remaining to just enter and stand. I stood up and I shouted, Jesus. I began to imagine it, how God delivered that situation. Because my wife that was seated there, the thing would have stung her. But it was the Spirit of God that caused that unrest in her stomach. It happened, is it up to 2 weeks now? Not up to 2 weeks. Then, 2 or 3 days ago, we're in the house. All of a sudden, I heard, Jesus. And I asked him what happened. He said, scorpion. He just matched the scorpion. And this one was that's the biggest one I've seen. It was coming out of the kitchen. And he was at the parlor. So he said he just matched the scorpion. And he didn't even know. I was like, I don't know. What is this scorpion visitation all about? So after we killed that scorpion, as I went to the room, I wanted to sleep, no peace. See her. I know this is not the first time for us to see scorpion in this house, but this one I'm not having peace again. It was the Spirit of God that was telling me to just be alert. So I carried our rechargeable light. There was no Nepal light. So I flashed the rechargeable light by the side of my bed facing the door. The Spirit of God told me that a scorpion was going to come, that I should just get ready so that I would kill it. I just carried the light from where it used to be and I flashed it by that side of the door near my bed, because I stay at this edge of the bed, my wife stays at the end. So in case of anything, I'm the man. I don't know if we follow up. I'm the man, so I should be on the protective side. Yes. So that place I was lying down, this was around 10 p.m. or so, then I slept up. 12 a.m. thought, not 1 minute past 12, I woke up. Immediately, there was a sense of a presence around, and what it was in my mind was just popular. And all of a sudden, the light had gone dim as I looked. I saw something, just it was at the edge of the bed. It just paused. I carried the torch. As I flashed, it was a scorpion. Ah! And I was on only boxers. This one is at, it wouldn't have even taken it 10 seconds to climb that bed. It was just at the edge. It just stood still. Then I killed it. Then we now made a declaration against anywhere those visitations may be coming from. What I'm saying is that it was the grace of God. I couldn't have imagined that a scorpion stung me. It should not even be said. It should not be said. There are many cases wherein the Lord has been preserving us, but we have not been seen. It's only if your eyes can see. There are many things that God has been doing for you, that if you can see, it will humble you. In fact, you will become afraid. So God will not even allow you to see that. He said, we shall tread upon snakes and scorpions and upon every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt us. When Pastor Victory was talking about the scorpion, he said, yes, he has trampled upon a scorpion today. He said, the scripture is fulfilled. We need to be thankful to God, because there are many things we are asking him, which has not been done, and we are now grumbling and complaining. But there are many things that he has done for you that you don't even know, that you don't even know, that would have cost your life. The Lord has preserved you in many ways that you cannot tell. So we need to be thankful. This morning, the utterance the Lord will be bringing to us is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 4, chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. And the utterance deals with the spirit and the word. I call this message the spirit and the word. Those of us that got the message of our service today, what we saw there was the agent of transformation, isn't it? Agent of transformation or restoration? Restoration, yes, restoration. Agent of transformation and restoration. That's another title for the message, but to be elaborate, I will call it the spirit and the word. The spirit and the word. What we need in our journey is the spirit and the word. Oh God, that is what you need. Ma, that is what you need. The spirit and the word. Look at Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was where? Upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I will just end in verse 3 rather. I wouldn't proceed to 4. If you begin to research on the book of the beginning, he said God created heaven and earth. Huh? After God created it, look at verse 3. Bible said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Have you ever asked yourself why God will create the heaven and the earth, and it will be without form, to be without void, it will be shapeless? Can God create something that is not in order? No. How will God create heaven and the earth and it will be null and void? The earth will be without. God cannot create something that is without form. Are you hearing me? Go and see artists today. Look at the things they are molding. You see talent. Then God himself creates heaven and earth, and the earth and the heavens become without form and void. It's not possible. If you study the Bible very carefully, you will know that there is a great distance between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2. There is a great demarcation. Something happened before verse 2. Before verse 2, it is known that there was the fall. Are you hearing me? Not the fall of man, but the fall of Lucifer. Michael and the angels fought against Lucifer, which is the old dragon, and his angels. They were casted out from heaven. And Lucifer coming from the heavens with his angels down to the earth, it was these fallen angels that caused this voidness, this formlessness of the earth. Are we together? It was these fallen angels. The earth was without form and void. The earth had form and void when God created it. But as a result of this fall, many things changed. Many things changed. This is Kubwa, Abuja. You look around, you see mountains. See these mountains. Many of us do not know that over 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, they were not here. These mountains come forth as a result of volcanic eruption, molten magma. When that thing happens here, it can form a large mountain here. Those are as a result of volcanic eruption. So some people, somebody may come here now that this church is, in 2,000 years time, if Jesus tarries, which I'm not sure it can be. In fact, it's not possible. Now, the person may come here and find out that this place, now a mountain has formed here. A mountain that is even as tall as 5,000 feet. So the things you are seeing here, it's not like it has been like that. So the earth was without form and void because Lucifer and his angels fell down to the earth. And wherever they come, disaster comes. We're looking at the spirit and the world. Or again, you can call it the agents of restoration. The earth being without form and void, darkness was now upon the face of the deep. God has created something. Now Satan has scattered that thing. God created something. The Bible said all that God created, it was very good. There is nothing God can create that will not be very good. So this handiwork of God, which is the heavens and the earth, is now without form, is now without void. What will God do? What will God do? There are many of us that complain that our lives are without form, without void, and darkness is all over us. What will you do? Now look at what God did. Look at the last part of verse 2. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The first thing God sent for this restoration is the Spirit. God sent the Spirit to move upon the face of the waters, to brood. The Spirit was brooding, incubating, so that when the Word of God comes forth, it will bring forth results. Because the Spirit is the life of the Word of God. Jesus, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the Bible said before the seed came forth, the Spirit overshadowed her and she received that seed. It is the Spirit of God that gives life to the Word of God. This is the resurrection season. This is a resurrection Sunday. Many persons all over the world are celebrating Easter today, but we wouldn't call it Easter as Christians. The Jews, they call it Passover, the feast of unleavened bread. Then we believers must call it Easter. We believers must call it resurrection. Are we following? Resurrection, because this is that season Jesus resurrected. I told some persons that Easter was already written in the New Testament when King Herod had killed James. He wanted to kill Peter. And they said after Easter they were going to. So the Easter itself is not for the resurrection of Christ or the dead. It's just on its own. It's another practice of his own. What we are celebrating now is the resurrection. What believers are celebrating? We are celebrating happy resurrection, not the other one. What I'm trying to say is that the agent that brought out Jesus from the grave, Romans 8:11 said, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the grave dwell in us, he that raised up Jesus shall also quicken our mortal body. The person that raised up Jesus from the grave is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is what precedes the Word of God. If the Spirit does not go forth, the Word of God will be inactive. It will be futile. So, the agent of our restoration, number one agent, is the Spirit. Everything God did on the earth, fallen angels, they have scattered it. Wanderers, they had fallen to the earth. They had destroyed many things. The earth had no form. It had no void. What did God do? God did not begin to complain. The first thing he did was that he sent his Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. When there are situations beseeching us, what we need first of all is the movement of the Spirit, the locomotion of the Spirit, the brooding of the Spirit over us. When the Spirit moves, the Word of God coming forth can have fertility. You see, that is why before I minister any message, I'm sorry to say it, but I have no apologies on that again, I must ensure that I have worshipped and have sensed the presence of the Spirit. Because the Bible said, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by even the word you are speaking, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's by my Spirit. It's by my Spirit. By my Spirit. So when we have worshipped like that, the Spirit of the Lord will brood. As the Spirit is brooding, it is incubating lives and hearts. So when any utterance is pronounced in life, saying, let there be light in a destiny, you begin to see confirmations. So we need the Spirit as the number one agent of transformation. Number one agent of restoration. The restoration you need, the first agent you need is the Spirit. The Spirit needs to brood. If the Spirit does not brood, darkness can never be expelled. The earth was without form, without void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. I don't believe God would have created the earth, the heavens and the earth, and everywhere will be filled with darkness. No, that was the oppressions of these fallen angels. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. There is no man God created empty. No matter the emptiness you may have been feeling inside, maybe you have been seeing that your life is seeming null and void. Your life is seeming without form. And darkness is beseeching you. The first thing you must cry for is the movement of the Spirit. Hear me well. It's the movement of the Spirit. If the Spirit will not move, when the word of God is sent, nothing will happen. Even if the person likes, quotes Genesis to Revelation, nothing will happen. If God has said, let there be light, hear me, there would never have been light if His Spirit did not go first. Even God Himself, if He said, let there be light, there wouldn't have been light if His Spirit does not go first. Jesus wouldn't have been born of the Virgin Mary if the Spirit did not overshadow her. It's the Spirit that gives birth to the world. The Spirit gives birth to the world. God does not do it. God cannot do without His Spirit. He cannot do without His Spirit. So we need the incubation. We need the brooding. We need the movement, the locomotion of the Spirit of God in our lives, in our destinies, in our ministries. The movement of the Spirit and the Word. Now the Word was without form, without void, purposeless, directionless. That is the sighting of the finger of the enemy. When you see that the life is without form and void, you should know that darkness is around. And the cure, the solution, the antidote for darkness is the Spirit. It's the Spirit. And the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved. The number one agent for restoration. The Spirit of God moved. When God saw that the Spirit had moved, God did not stop there. He said, now the ground has been watered. I can now recreate. Are we following? I can now recreate. It's like you want to plant something. You are planting without water. You're planting, that seed will struggle. The water is like that Spirit we're talking about here. Now look at verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God did not begin to grumble. He did not begin to give himself to thoughts that so the enemy has done this. God did not begin to say, oh, Satan wants to spoil my work. God did not begin to ask questions. God did not begin to murmur. After he has sent his Spirit, he sent the word. The second agent for our restoration is the word of God. The word of God, not the dormant word of God that you live in the Bible, is a spoken word. And God said, not God thought. God said, not just thinking it. God said, let there be light. What are your confessions? God did not think it. God said it. God said it. Knowing that His Spirit had gone forth, God said it. God said it. What are you saying to your life? What are you saying to your destiny? What are you saying to your career? What are you saying to the call of God about your life? God said. Giving yourself to thoughts, thinkings, and all of that, it will profit nothing. He said the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that quickens. The words that I speak, their spirit and their life. So Jesus sends forth his spirit to quicken first. Then he speaks his word. The word comes forth with a life-giving spirit. So I want us to know that God said. God said. So we must say something. The same Satan that is fighting us is the same Satan that fought the creation, that fought the handiwork of God. After this one happened, God still created Adam and Eve. Satan still came in. So anything that God does, Satan is always interested to come in to scatter it. So when Satan always comes to scatter things delivered to you, do not count it strange. That is his ministry. That is his ministry. That is his calling. Now your work is to ensure that the Spirit moves, and then the spoken word of God is put into action. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. John 5:25, the scripture said the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live, shall live, shall live. So the situation or whatever it is must hear the voice of the Son of God in our mouth. They must hear the tidings. They must hear the tidings. In this creation story, we find out that before God created the fish, the water was there. Before God created man, the earth was there for man. So what God is saying is that before he created you, he already has a purpose for you. He already has prepared everything needed for you to fulfill destiny. The spirit and the word. He says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun, that when the enemy shall come in as a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against the enemy. So the Lord knows this principle. That's why he sent his spirit first. The spirit went to lift up a standard against darkness. As the spirit went to lift up a standard against darkness, the word of God can easily be manifest. If you look at Luke 1:35, you find out of a truth the spirit overshadowed Mary, and Mary received the seed, which is the word of God. Look at Romans 8:11. You will see that of a truth, the Spirit is the one that raised up the word of God, Jesus, from the grave. The Spirit is the spirit of resurrection. Your resurrection into glory is dependent on the Spirit. So the Spirit brooded on the face of the earth. So you need, and we need, the Spirit to brood over the faces of our life, over the face of our life. The Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Spirit glorifies Jesus. Jesus said he will not come to speak of himself, but he will come to testify of me. He comes to testify of me. We need the Spirit and we need the Word. That's all we need for restoration. That is all we need. We cannot joke or take the Spirit lightly, nor take the Word of God lightly. Don't joke with the Spirit. Don't joke with the directions of the Spirit. Don't joke with the leadings of the Spirit. Anywhere you find yourself, anything you are doing, and you see that the Spirit is not comfortable, the Spirit is grieved, you leave that thing, you leave that place, whether it's an association, a friendship, whatever, and it grieves the Spirit, you cut it off. It is the Spirit that quickens. Ephesians 4:30 said, grieve not the Spirit whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Spirit is not just wind like people call him. The Spirit is a personality. The Spirit is God himself. He is God the Spirit. So he has feelings, he has emotions. So we should ensure that we don't grieve the Spirit. The Spirit is that little voice that will speak to you and say, don't do this thing, it is wrong. That little voice you are hearing speaking to you is equivalent to the voice we hear from heaven thundering, boom, 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 and say, my son, this little voice you are hearing inside giving you directions into light is the voice of the Holy Spirit. So we should not take it lightly. We should not take it for granted. Do not grieve the Spirit. Your restoration is dependent on the Spirit. If you desire restoration into glory, restoration of destiny, whatsoever it is, the Spirit must brood and the Word of God must comfort. The Word of God must be spoken. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his command. Hearken to the voice of his word. The angels will hearken to the voice of the Word of God. I've told us before, what can give the Word of God voice? It is you that can give the Word of God voice. The Word of God has written in the Scriptures, has no voice. It is you that will give it voice. The Scripture says, let there be light. It is not talking there. Now you say it with your mouth, let there be light. You have given voice to the Word of God. And it says, bless the Lord, you his angels that extend his strength, that do his command, hearkening to the voice of his word. The angels of God hear the voice of the Word of God. And when they hear, they will hasten to perform the counsel of the Almighty, the Spirit and the Word. That is what we need now. That is what we need now. This season we are in the Passover, and the Passover amongst the feasts that God gave to the Jews in Leviticus 23. The Passover is in alignment with the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. The Passover was that night that God told them in Egypt, carry all, carry lamb, spotless lamb, sacrifice it in your house. That was that same night that all the firstborns of Egypt died. So as they were leaving, the Lord had told them that they should go in a haste. So as they were going, their bread that they were baking, they have not put the dough, that is the leaven, that will make it fat. So because of that rush, they left without the leaven. It is the feast of unleavened bread. In Genesis 19, if you study well, you see the angels visiting Lot, and the Bible said Lot gave them unleavened bread to eat. The angels don't take leaven. Leaven is like chaff. What am I trying to say? This is the season of unleavened bread. In the season of the unleavened bread, Paul warned, even telling Gentiles, take away the leaven that leavens the lump. Take away the living. Take away the living. So this is the season that we must do away with things that may grieve the Spirit. This is the season that we must do away with the things that grieve the Spirit. Are we hearing? That's what we are celebrating now. If it is Happy Easter, what does Easter has? Easter means nothing. Easter itself is a Babylonian goddess. That one is by the way. What we are celebrating is resurrection. It's happy resurrection. Resurrection from sin into eternal life. That's what you are celebrating. Paul said, you know not what you worship. He was talking to them that they were serving an unknown God. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, you Samaritans know not what you worship. What am I saying? This is that resurrection period. This is that Passover period, to pass over from darkness into light. This is that season to resurrect from corruption into incorruption. To resurrect from mortality to immortality. This is that season to resurrect from unrighteousness into righteousness. And what we need to fulfill destiny. Hear me. What you need, young man, is the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word. If you have the Spirit of God in and you have the Word of God in you, I tell you, that destiny will not be small. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Begin to ask the Lord for the Spirit and the Word. Begin to ask the Lord for the Spirit and the Word. Begin to ask the Lord for the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word. Yelabadabadabada. Ask the Lord for the Spirit and the Word. If you have the Spirit and the Word, you will do great. This is that time of life. This is that season of life. that we need the Spirit. We have run so much in our own strength. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. Please humble yourself and ask God for the Spirit. Ask Him for His Spirit. The Spirit of creation, Spirit of resurrection and life. Give us your Spirit, Lord. We will no longer go where the Spirit of God is not. We will no longer fellowship where the Spirit of God is not. The two blessings we have in Christ is the blessing of the Spirit, the blessing of the Word. And we do not take it for granted. If you know very clearly, if you're listening to our messages, if you listening to our messages, you know that there is the presence of the Spirit, and you know that the Lord has given us the Word. By the Spirit and by the Word of God we live. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. Many of us have been living by bread alone, and we have not sought the Word of God. Somebody cry out and say, Lord, I need your Spirit, I need your Word. I need the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word of God. I need the Spirit and the Word of God. I need the Spirit and the Word of God. Go ahead and cry to God, say, Lord, give me your Spirit. Give me your Word. Give me your Spirit and your Word. Shabadabalabadaba yabadabala. Elemeneva yamanas. The agent of restoration is the Spirit. Another agent of restoration is the Word of God. Say, Lord, now I do not need gold nor silver. What I need is your Spirit and your Word. Give me your Spirit and your Word. Give me your Spirit and your Word. Give me your mana, shanna, na 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 na. Endaleba, oh saya, I cry for your restoration. I cry for your restoration. Restoration power. Restoration power. Ayamana. Restoration. Restoration. Restoration and restoration power. The word of the Lord says, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. It is not by power, it is not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. What you need is the Spirit of God. Can you go ahead and call upon the Lord? Say, Lord, I need your Spirit and your Word. I need your Spirit and your Word. I need your Spirit and your Word. Give me your Spirit and your Word. Your Spirit and your Word. The Spirit and the Word, the Spirit and the Word, the Spirit and the Word of God, the Spirit and the Word of God. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you will be empty. Your life will be null and fall. Your life will be filled with darkness, and the enemy can overshadow you at any point. If you do not have the Spirit of God, you are at the mercy of Satan. But you can cry and say, Lord, I need your Spirit. I need your Spirit. I need your Spirit and your word. Say, Lord, give me the Spirit and the word. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit and your word. Holy Spirit and the word. Holy Spirit and the word of God. Holy Spirit and the word of God. I need your Spirit. I need your Spirit. I am God. Baptize me with your word. Baptism of the Spirit and the word of God. The Spirit and the word of God. Go ahead and cry to the Lord. Say, I need your Spirit. It is by your Spirit that I will overcome the world. I will overcome the world. Those who are born of God, those who are born of the word of God, will overcome the world. Say, I will overcome by your word, Lord. In this season of the unliving bread, the Lord is taking away the living from us. In this season of Passover, we are passing over from darkness into light. In this very season of resurrection, we are resurrecting. We are arising. We are arising from the domains of darkness. We are arising from the territories of darkness. We are arising unto life eternal. We are rising from unrighteousness into righteousness. We are rising from fellowship with Belial into eternal fellowship with Christ Jesus. We are rising. We are rising. Arise, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Go ahead and thank the Lord, because it's the season of resurrection for you. Say, Lord, I have resurrected this season. Say, I've resurrected with your Spirit. I've resurrected with your word. The Spirit and the word. I've resurrected with the Spirit. I've resurrected with the word. Mayabada. Jenemana manamana manamana. Shedelegadabio. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. In your silence, in your quietness, possess your spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to brood over you again. Ask the Spirit to brood over you. Ayaba Shatan. The Lord will hear that prayer. Jesus will hear that prayer. Say, Holy Spirit, brood over me again. God to give you passion for his word, passion for the word of God. now for the word of God. Man cannot, man shall not, man should not live by only bread, but by every word that proceeds out from the mouth of God. The mercy of the Lord. From the rising of the sun, right until it's going down, I will see of the mercies of the Lord. I will see of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known, from the rising of the sun, right until it's gone down, I will sing, I will sing of the mercy of the Lord. With my mouth, with my mouth, shall I make it known, from the rising of the sun, right until it's gone down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Lift up your hands wherever you are. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth, shall I make it known, from the rising of the sun, right until it's gone down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Everybody, make sure your hand is lifted up. Just as I sing this song again and the last time, the presence of resurrection and life will come upon us to resurrect us from all darkness, to resurrect us from all possessions of darkness. Of the Lord, say with my mouth, should I let it know? Lift up your hands, open up your heart, and from the rising of the sun, right on to you, open up. I will see all the mercies of the Lord. Begin to appreciate God. Resurrection has taken place in your life, and that is by the Spirit of God. Oh, The Lord has perfected all that concerns you. Go ahead and give Him thanks. Jesus.
Heaven with us, even you.